Phoenix would like to have back. And but Phoenix, you know, having said that, Phoenix had an incredible weekend.
He did. Did you notice them being Michigan shooting short side quite a bit then after that?
No. And when we get to the second goal, you'll notice, I think
that Phoenix, one went far side.
I think you'll see Phoenix overcorrect. So yeah. He's worried about that short side, and he's deep in the net. And that shot even was a worse angle that beat him to the far side. And that was not a... That was, you know, you listen to Manny Legacy, and those are his words. You know, a good goal you can't give up in a tight hockey game.
Right. 1-0 after one, Michigan with the shot advantage, 11-6. Much of that due to the power play time that they had. They finally capitalized on the power play after the Huskies had shut them out early in the weekend. And so we go to the second period. There is no scoring. Shots are 11-8 in the second period in favor of Michigan. What are your thoughts on period number two and game number two, Coach?
Well, you know, game number two, I thought it was such a hard fight. Intense, battle on Friday night. I thought both teams were played tired. I thought, the pace of the game was nearly not what it was on Friday. I know they weren't happy with their game on Friday and the number of chances that they gave up and really pressed their team. And we weren't happy with the number of chances. And consequently, I thought you saw a much tighter game, you know, defensively. There wasn't much as much going on. The passing wasn't as good, but there wasn't as much room on Saturday night. And like I said, because of that, I think you saw a much slower game, not as intense, and the energy level was not up to what it was on Friday night.
Early on in the third, the Wolverines get their second 2-0 lead of the weekend. Justin Selman, who did not play on Friday night, in the lineup came down and beat Phoenix Copley. Andrew Sinelli, Michael Downing get the assist. Time of that goal to make it 2-0 Michigan was 3:28 in the third period.
Eli on the forecheck now for Michigan Tech. Got past him, and the Wolverines break it up. Across the line comes Selman. Selman scores! Another bad angle shot there, and Selman puts it in for their second goal of the game. 2-0 Wolverines, 16:32 remaining.
And it just didn't look like you said, one that Phoenix would normally give up.
No, and, you know, you can contribute to a few things. Maybe overplaying that short side where he got beat on the first goal. Maybe a little fatigue late in the game. Not late in the game, but, you know, in the second game, third period. But, you know, what I really liked about our team is how we responded after that goal. Because here you are on the road. It's been a long, long grind the first month of the season. You get behind again by a couple goals. And most teams, a lot of teams would pass. It in. And that's one thing I've really learned about this team is that we're not going to pack it in any night, anywhere. And we kept climbing and kept fighting back and eventually got a goal to put us right back in the hockey game.
We did, and it was off the stick of Dennis Ricks, an unassisted goal at the 7:55 mark to make it 2-1.
Here's Valens with a shot. Yes! Sent this one wide. He was going top shelf over the glove and didn't miss by much. Here's a pass to the front of the net. Backhand shot.
Coach, we've been working on our backhand shots.
Well, you know what? We have. It's a lot of players will try to, skate around and take a forehand instead of just take a backhand there. But it's interesting because Coach McCault was talking to Dennis Ricks about scoring. Because in practice, Dennis has one of the better shots, and he scores a lot. But all of a sudden, you get in the game, and for one reason or another, he doesn't shoot. Like even in overtime on Friday, he's coming in. He's a great A spot. He should shoot it. He's trying to make a play. So I think Coach McCault... talked to him quite a bit about that and not be afraid to shoot the puck and not be afraid to score goals. But obviously a big goal for us. All start on a good hit by Max Vallis. He takes out their defenseman who ends up, there's no assist on the play because the defenseman sort of coughed the puck up right to the middle of the ice. And Dennis Ricks, a great shot, made no mistake. And big goal, put us right back in the hockey game, gave us some energy. And as you know, we out-attempted them in shots in the third period. We had 22 attempts to only their 11. So, our guys, great conditioning. We outplayed them probably from that point on in the third period when we're just trying to get the equalizer.
Couldn't get it. We outshoot them 9-8 in that third period. We get a late period power play. We get the pulled goaltender, but we just couldn't quite get.
Yeah, and we had a great opportunity before that. I think you remember Tyler Hanen and came in off the wing and went around one of their better defensemen. I mean, he just drove the net and walks right in and gets a really good shot on Nagelfort. He makes a big save, and then the puck is just lying there in the crease. And Dennis Ricks comes in, and he probably should either just dive and chip it in or whatever, but he goes in standing up, and he's going to try and knock. I mean, it's just lying there. He mm-hmm. just taps it in the open net, and their guy just sort of gets a stick on him, and Rixey just misses it. We don't score. And that's the difference right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how close it is. When you watch this play again on replay like I did last night, it's amazing, and even their commentators are saying they can't believe that mm-hmm. puck didn't go in the net. And then later on in the period, Blake, I think Pietola, backdoor. I mean, he gets a great opportunity. I mean, we're getting the opportunities. We're just not getting any luck and bearing down in there. And a lot of the nights, those are going to go in for us. And down the road, those are going to go in for us and really make the difference between winning and losing.
Talk about the power play. The final score, by the way, 2-1. The Huskies fall to Michigan on Saturday night. We were 0-6 on the power play on Saturday night. Did you not like the power play as much as you did on Friday night?
Yeah, I didn't. You know, we looked tired. We looked sluggish. We looked too predictable on the power play, except our best power play was probably the last one of the game. Mm-hmm. We had a couple really good opportunities. Shane Hannon gets an excellent one-timer redirection. Nagelfort's looking behind him. He thinks it's in the net, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, he got his body on it. And then David Johnson gets a good one-time shot from the wing. Their defenseman goes down, I mean, just all out blocks it, you know, like he's playing goal. So the last one was really good. I mean, we really did some nice things on that, had some couple good grade A opportunities, but just doesn't go in. But other than that, up until that point, we looked really tired and sluggish on the power play, and you know, part of that's due to the second game, and part of that is we just relaxed a little bit too much when we got the power play. We have to jack up your intensity, and that's part, most of it's mental at that point, even though physically you might be tired. But overall, like I said, it's you know, our team, I give them a ton of credit, and the reason we schedule these games, Dirk, the reason I schedule these games is early in the season, we got a lot of non-conference games. I wanted to play good teams. Duluth has been in two of the last three NCAA tournaments. We played them first. Notre Dame has been in two of the last three NCAA tournaments. We went on the road and played them. Michigan has been in two of the last three NCAA tournaments. Good teams who had a history of winning and making the tournament. There's a reason I scheduled those games, to play that competition, and it is going to help us somewhere down the road. Yeah, I think it's really going to help us going forward into our league. But the key is now is we can play hard and well against those top teams. It's making sure that we play with that same intensity, that same preparation, that same aggressiveness when we play the teams going into our league. And I think this is going to really help us going forward and down the road.
We held the Wolverines to 1-4-9 on the power play over the weekend. That's a good thing.
That's a really good thing, especially on the road in their building when they've, you know, I think they're one of the top five power play teams in the country, like you said, operating 30% before the weekend. And they have skilled players, 13 NHL draft choices on that team. And there's a reason why that they're a good team and have beat Boston College 3-1. You know, have gone out and beat New Hampshire at New Hampshire and tied New Hampshire. So, like I said, again, we're playing good teams. We're not getting the results. And, you know, myself and our staff, we came here to win. We didn't come here just to play close games and to get moral victories. But it's a process. It's a process that takes time. And I like the direction of this team. I like the direction of this program. And there's going to be a lot of winning down the road.
All right. If you have a question for Mel, you can email it to me, dj@themix93.com. John, if you're out there, your email came in earlier today. I put it in a file, and we have a new computer system here, and I am not sure that I have it. I do remember some of the questions, so if you want to send that to me again just to make sure I have all of them, I'd appreciate it. But anybody else with a question for Mel, you can email it to me, dj@themix93.com. We'll talk a little bit about what's coming up this week for Michigan Tech hockey and a big series against Michigan State. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93.
Hunting season's in full force, folks, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has all your deer feed ready to go. And hunting licenses. Stock up the camp as all 15, 18, 24, and 30-pack cans of beer are at record lows. All Coke 2-liter products, 4 for $5, and 7-Up 2-liter products, 2 for $3. Pick up your jugs of booze as Bucko's features the lowest state minimum shelf price around. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. Don't forget all your favorite munchies. For deer camp, all sales do not include tax or deposit.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions, like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. We salute the dedicated fans who have to cover their eyes and miss all the biggest plays. and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living rooms. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing